Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is German. I'm calling from Georgia Surveys. I'm conducting a small, brief, very important survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you help me out with a 4-minute survey? You will receive a $10 Amazon gift card for participating in the survey at the end.
Okay, I'll help you out.
Awesome, thank you.
But I don't need the card.
Okay, well, I mean, still for quality purposes, I still have to send it to your email. Okay?
Okay.
I wish I could send it to me, but I'll get fired for that if I do that. So, I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth, so we have on record that you are over the age of 18. May I please have just a year?
67.
Thank you. Now, if there is a question on the survey that you do not know or don't want to give me an answer for, that's fine. Just let me know so I can skip it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, do you have a representative sample? May you please tell me your race? White, black, or African American, Asian, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
Black or African American.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I would say Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I would say more towards the Democratic Party.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Now, next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
I would say somewhat unsatisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or do you disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as a governor? And would you say you strongly or you somewhat approve or disapprove?
I would say I somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following that I'm going to read to you? On a scale from a 0 to a 10, a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards that person, or a 0 for us, you feel cold and unfavorable towards that person. You can choose any number in between. Or if you choose to skip it, let me know. Donald Trump,
okay.
What number would you give them?
0.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
0.
Tim Scott.
I would say 4.
Thank you. Kamala Harris, I'm sorry.
I would say a 6.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
I would say a 6.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
I would say about a 4.
Thank you. And the last one on this list, Brian Kemp.
I thought we did him already.
No, but this is he's going to be in a lot of lists. This list is would be if you're what number would you give him on a scale from 1 to 10? Let me go back to you.
Okay.
Reading back. The other one was if you disapprove or you approved on what he's done so far.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
And this, yeah.
This I would say a 5.
A 5? Okay, perfect. So let me just, because I had to go back and erase the ones I had done on this one. So let me just, you said 0-0. Tim Scott was a 6 or a 5? Tim Scott, you were a 5, right? Or a 6?
He was a 4.
Oh, a 4. Sorry. Kamala Harris was a 5? Or 6?
6.
And so was Joe Biden?
Yeah.
And the Republicans in Congress was?
A 4.
4. And again, the last one, Brian Kemp was?
I would say a 5.
5. Thank you very much. Okie dokie now. Yeah, you're going to feel like some questions are repeatable, but they're not. There's a slight change on each of them, okay? So okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Scale 0 to a 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. A 0, of course, means that your vote has no power at all, and any number in between. What number would you?
I would say a 10.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate also 0 to 10. 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community, or a 0 meaning that the Black community has no power at all.
Okay, I would say a 10.
Thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say that it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There is no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful.
I would say somewhat less powerful.
Thank you. Now, we know that it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? A 0 means that you definitely will not vote. A 10 means that you will definitely vote, and a 5 or any number in between.
10.
Thank you. And would you say you care a great deal? A little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, again, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party candidate, or would you vote or would you not vote for a president, or are you still undecided?
If those are my choices.
Well, technically, the third party candidate would, I believe it's, your governor, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but I believe so. If that was the case, would you vote for your governor?
No, I would vote Joe Biden.
Okay, so Joe Biden. Thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gone better, gone worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
I would say my life, I would say, is probably about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and want you to rate each of these issues on a scale from a 0 to a 10. A 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. A 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can say any number in between now. Just letting you know ahead of time, I'm going to read you this list of twice. The first one is based on it should be an issue that should be very important to have.
Gotcha.
And okay, and the first one's healthcare, 0 to a 10.
10.
Thank you. Student loan debt.
I'd say a 6.
Thank you. Abortion access.
I would say 7.
Thank you. Reducing racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages.
9.
And climate change.
8.
Thank you. Okay, again, the same list, but a 10 on this one means that this issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. A 0 means that this issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. First one, healthcare.
I would say 7.
Thank you. Student loan debt.
I would say probably Democrats. I would say probably a 7. They just didn't get it done.
In the last 3 years? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion access?
I would say an 8.
Okay, thank you. Reducing racism and discrimination?
I would say probably about 4.
Okay, thank you. Jobs and wages?
I would say probably about 5.
Thank you. And climate change?
Six.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Now, I'm going to read you 3 pretty extensive paragraphs. I'm going to read you a list of laws. These are laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each of these laws, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first one is,
okay.
In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden has pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Impacted a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it.
No, impacted, not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. The next one is, the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Impacted a great deal?
Undeserved or underserved?
Underserved. I thought I said that.
Okay.
Yeah, underserved.
Read the question again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for undeserved populations. Did it impact a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
Impacted my life, not at all.
Okay. Thank you. The last one is, the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never did hurt her?
I would say a fair amount.
A fair amount. Thank you. Okay, now, we're almost done, and we are, 70% through the survey. So the next two statements I'm going to read you are reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden/Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate on each of these 2 reasons on a scale from a 0 to a 10. A 10 means that it's an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, or a 0, of course, is not a convincing reason at all to vote in November of next year. The first one is, or any number in between 2. The first one is, black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. What number? 1, 0 to 10?
I'll say 6.
6, thank you. And the second one is, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. What number? 0 to 10?
I would say 9.
9, thank you. Okie dokie. Now, Sometimes over the course of a survey, people do change their minds.
It's okay
if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? A 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Is that still?
Yeah.
Thank you. And we know that it's still a little way off, but it's, as it stands now, how likely are you to still vote in November of next year for Joe Biden? 10, definitely will vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who gets elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Thank you. And if 2024, November 5th was held today, general election for president, you would still vote for Joe Biden, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And how much do you trust? These are based on trust. So how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? If you have never heard of this organization, then let me know so I can skip it. And the answers are a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or never heard of them. So the first one is the local board of election. Do you trust a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much. Not at all.
I'll say a great deal.
Thank you. People's Agenda?
Not aware of them.
Never heard of them. Okay. Thank you. Black Voters Matter? You trust them? Great deal?
Never heard of them either.
Okay. What about the New Georgia Project?
I would say about a 6.
Oh, so the answer would be that you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all?
A fair amount.
Okay, thank you.
A fair amount.
Thank you. What about Fair Count? Have you heard of them?
I have, but I don't know that much about them.
So you don't know how much you trust them?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So we can skip it. Okay. Pro Georgia.
I don't know that much about them either.
Okay. Secretary of State. How much trust do you have?
I'd say a fair amount.
Thank you. And the last one is Fair Fight.
And I would say a fair amount.
Perfect. Thank you. Alrighty, now, these last few questions will be just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself one of the following, heterosexual or straight, two lesbian or gay? Yes, the first one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No? Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, retired?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Okay, so now less than 25, stop me when I get to the right amount, 25 to 35, 35 to 50, 50 to 55, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 100, 100 to 250 or 250 or more?
That one.
Okay, thank you. And finally, would like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. So would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
Uh, Yes.
Thank you. And please provide me the email that you would like for me to send you your Amazon gift card.
Okay. M-E.
Mm-hmm.
L-O-T-T.
Huh?
85.
Huh?
At bellsouth.net.
You said bellsouth?
Yes.
.net?
Yes.
Wow, I haven't heard of bellsouth in a long time. Thank you. Bell South, because they changed names to, I forgot their name, Bell South.
AT&T,
there you go. I knew it was a huge company, I just can't believe I forgot. But yeah, Bell South was my original company when I first started as an got my own apartment. Thank you. BellSouth.com you said, or .net?
.net.
.net, thank you. Now, I'm going to key spell it back to you. M as in Mary, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, O as in Oscar, double T as in Tom, 85 at bellsouth.net, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me re-enter your email because it's asking me to. Okay. Now, how do you prefer to be contacted?
A long time ago, I used to do surveys. That's why I always do them. And I don't need any type of compensation.
Gotcha. Now I understand why you said that.
I know how hard it is.
Gotcha. Thank you. And, you know, it's funny. I've been doing this for quite some time, about, I would say, 8 years. And the first time I was asked how much are you going to pay me was a couple of days ago, which is it seemed really off and random question. I've never been asked that. And it really – this is the first time we actually offering, something for the survey. So it's really strange. A couple of days ago, someone was asking me, how much are you going to pay me for? So I said, no, not the part time. So now, how would you prefer to be contacted in the near future? Please select all that applies, landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
I guess email.
Email, okay. And I believe this concludes our survey. It does. Thank you so very much for your participation. You were a delight to talk to you, and you have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.